the doorway. The doorway to deliverance. That's it. Brother Les come in here with, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Brother Brent and Sister Vicky comes in here fishing for men. So I don't know who needs the door, and I don't know who needs to be fished for. I don't know who needs what, but God does, and we're going to go that way. Amen? The doorway to deliverance. And I want to show you that. I'm going to preach on my shepherd for the next four Sunday mornings. My shepherd. I want to preach that and what he is to me, what he is in the Bible, what he is to you. My shepherd. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me this morning to John chapter number 10. We'll begin reading in verse number 7. But before we do, I want to read to you Psalm 23 and verse number 1. You don't have to turn there. We're going to be in John 10, 7 through 11. The psalmist said in Psalm 23, 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. John chapter number 10, verse number 7. My shepherd, the doorway of deliverance. "Then said Jesus unto them again," because he done told them in a parable and they didn't get it. They didn't understand, so Jesus said, "I'm going to come here again." "Then said Jesus unto them again," I love this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Father, we bow in your presence this morning, thanking you that you are the door. Thanking you that you are the doorway to deliverance this morning. Thanking you that you stand at the door and knock. Thanking you that you send us forth to fish for men, Father. Lord, I pray this morning that you just have your will and way in this service. We're entered into the Christmas season. Lord God, we've entered into that place in our life, getting ready, Father, for your to celebrate your birth. And Father God, this morning I want to look at you as being our shepherd this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that you shepherd my life. I thank you that you saved my life. And I thank you this morning that you are the good shepherd. And Lord, I pray this morning when we leave this place, we can say that it's been good to be in your house. Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you this morning that Brother Joy Barnes is alive. Lord God, I thank you this morning that your healing hand was on him. I thank you this morning that your great touch was on him. Lord, I pray for the other man that was involved there as well. I pray that you heal their body. I pray you restore their life the way it needs to be. Lord, I pray this morning for healing on them. Lord, I ask you this morning to move on this service. I thank you this morning that you're already here and we didn't have to call you up, work you up, or pump you up, Father. You're here this morning because you are the door. And I love you and I thank you this morning. Bless this time. Watch over us in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. As we come here this morning and we look as my shepherd, the doorway of deliverance, I want to look this morning as how we look at the shepherd this morning. I want to say this morning that David said in the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." He didn't call anybody else out as being his shepherd. He said, "But the Lord is my shepherd." And as I read that this week, I thought about how the Lord is my shepherd. I thought about how he shepherds me and he guides me and he leads me and he does all this in my life. But I thought about in John 10 and 11 where Jesus called himself the good shepherd. You know what? Nobody put this title on him. He called himself the good shepherd. This morning we call a lot of things good, but I want you to know this morning I know one thing that is good, and that is Jesus Christ this morning. He says this morning that Jesus called himself the good shepherd. This Christmas, let's keep in mind the importance of having a shepherd in this time of year, of having a shepherd. And I want to look this morning, I'll do more of a teaching than a preaching this morning on what kind of shepherd we have, him being the good shepherd. And this morning, as Brother Les has done said that he stands at the door and knocks, I want you to look this morning in verse number 7 of the text, if you would, in John chapter number 10 and verse number 7. I want to show you 7 through 11 how he is is that good shepherd this morning and what kind of shepherd that he does in our life and what kind of shepherding that he does. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God that he is my shepherd. Amen. I pray this morning when you walk out, you can say, how the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. This morning, number one, I want to look in verse number 7. It said, Jesus said unto them again. He had done come and done talked to them and told them about a thief and about a hireling and how they have not the sheep's best interest in mind. And then he comes back and he says, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, he says, I am the door of the sheep. And this morning, as we see that, I see number one, I want to stop right here in verse number 7, and I want to show you and I want to paint you a picture of what kind of shepherd we have this morning. I want you to know what kind of shepherd that you have if you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to know he is no hireling this morning. He's not a shepherd that'll save you and leave you. He's not a shepherd that'll save you and leave you hanging out to dry. He's not a shepherd that'll run when everything gets bad. I want to say to you this morning, he's a shepherd, hey, that stays right by your side. If you're a sheep this morning, I want you to know you've got comfort this morning at knowing, number one, that he is the present shepherd this morning. He is present right there with you all the days of your life. Look what he says in verse number 7, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto them again, look at this morning, verily, verily, or surely, surely. He said, I want to call your attention to this. I want to call your attention in this Christmas season that we have a shepherd this morning. I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He said, I am the present shepherd. He says, I am the door. I'm present this morning. I'm in the midst this morning. I'm right with you this morning. He says, I'm here. Hello, I'm here. I'm right here with you. You don't have to look for another way. You don't have to look for another path. You don't have to look for any other Lord. I am the Lord this morning. I am the good shepherd, and I am here this morning. I'm present right there. Hey, when things are good, I'm there. When things are bad, I'm there. When things are in turmoil, I'm there. Hey, when the bank account don't look good, I'm there. Hey, when the doctor report don't look good, I'm there. When death comes to your door, I'm there. I want you to know that I am the door this morning. There is no other door. There is no other way. A man that climbeth in any other way is not of God. There's only one door this morning. He is the present door. He's here this morning. He says, I'm here. I'm ready to save. I'm ready to deliver. I'm ready to get you out of depression. I'm ready to get you out of that place. I'm here. I'm present. I'm ready. I'm available. And I'm telling you that I am the door. Hey, you know what? Oh, David knew. Oh, King David, he knew that the Lord was his shepherd. Amen. This morning he said, I am the present shepherd. I'm right there. I never leave. I never leave you. I never have to get away from your side. I'm always with you. I stand closer than anything that you've ever had. I'm more present than you've ever known. I'm right there with you through everything. And through this Christmas season, I want you to know that you have a doorway to deliverance no matter what goes on in your life. If old Satan tries to kill you, if he tries to destroy you, you remember he's not the door, he's the devil. Whoa, Jesus is the door. Don't you give that devil play. Whoa, I don't know where that's going this morning. Boy, it felt good. You listen to me this morning. The devil's the devil, he's not the door. Anything he presents to you is not the door. There's only one door, and his name is Jesus Christ this morning. He said he's the present shepherd. I am the door. He didn't give nobody else that title. He took it on his own. He said, I am the door. I am the door. Look in verse 7. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I see this morning, number one, he is the present shepherd. He's present. He is there. But I see in verse number 9, as I read this text, I love this. And in the world that I live in the world that you live in, we need people that are present in our life. Can I say this morning, we need godly daddies to be present in children's life. We need godly mamas to be present in their children's life. We need momos and papas to be present in grandkids' life. Amen. Hey, we need church members to be present in the house of God. Hey, we need people to be present in where they're supposed to be. I want you to know this morning, you'll never have to look for Jesus. He's always where he's supposed to be. Oh, he's a present shepherd. But I see this morning in verse number 8. Look at this morning. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. All them others are just thieves and robbers. Don't believe them. And the sheep did not hear them. But look in verse number 9. I see he's a present shepherd in verse 7. But in verse number 9, I see that he is a promising shepherd this morning. Not only is he present standing there, but he's promising. Titus 1:2 said, "And God who cannot lie, there's not no lie in him. There's no error in him. There's no false in him this morning. He is the door. No matter what you're going through this morning, if you'll just come to the door, if you'll just step through the door, the doorway to deliverance, that great shepherd, that good shepherd, he is there inviting you to come through it." And he says this morning in verse number 9, he is the promising shepherd. Look what he says. He says, "I am the door." He said, "I'm the door. There's no other way. I am the door." There's a lot of doors here at this church. You can exit that way. You can exit that way. You can exit at the back. Hey, you can exit many ways. Hey, but I got good news this morning. Hey, Jesus don't use these doors. Amen. These doors don't trap him. These doors don't keep him in. He is the door this morning. He said not only is he present, but he's promising. I don't know about you, but he's promised me some things. And I tell you what, I told him in Sunday school this morning, he promised me a child, another child, and he gave it to us. What a great witnessing too. Whatever you got to witness for Jesus, use it. Amen. Man, I told him this in Sunday school yesterday. We was out shopping doing something I hate. Love who I was with, hate what I was doing. Huh? Oh, talk to me, somebody. Love who I was with, man. She's a doll, and we had a good time. Baby, you killed it yesterday. You killed it. We was present, we was together, and you promised me that my feet was going to hurt, and they about killed me. We went over there to Tupelo. Boy, don't go this time of year. You better let David Whitaker bring something to your house. You better stay away from Tupelo. But as we went over there, I had a present in my arms. And as I walked around them shopping stores, that them women come up, I told her, I said, "You know, he's a woman magnet." "Okay, just sit there." I didn't say his daddy was. Y'all can laugh, it's okay. Because I'm fixing to tell you something. And I'd have that boy in that arm, man, he weighs 21 pounds, he'd kill you, bro. You took 21 pounds for very long, it'd kill you. And I had him in that arm, and then women come up and they say, "Oh, he's so cute." And I was ready for the punchline. I was just waiting on it. "Is that your grandbaby?" And I'm a preacher, by the way. But before that, I'm a Christian. And I tell you what I wanted to tell her, but I didn't tell her. Amen? Because I know what God wanted me to do with that present that he gave me, that he promised me. I know what he wanted me to do. And I know the word present means here, present, like you're with me. But I'm talking about a present that I'm holding also. And I had that baby in my arms, and I said, "No, ma'am, this is my child." I said, "We have an 18-year-old, and we have a newborn." And see, she opened it. I didn't. She opened the door. I didn't. See, she opened the door by opening her mouth when she didn't know really what she was talking about. This morning, I'm telling you, I'm not opening my mouth about something that I don't know. I'm telling you something that I know this morning, that Jesus Christ is the door. And if you'll step through that door this morning, he'll make a way in your life when there is no way. And I'd tell her, I'd say, "No, this ain't my grandchild. This is my child, because it's a promise from God. It's what God has promised me. He promised us this child, and this child come forth, and we're raising this child." And man, I'd tell her how good God was and how good what the Lord had done in our life. And some of them women, you know what they'd do? They'd duck that head. They're ready to get away from this preacher. Can I get an amen? Hey, but I want you to know, every once in a while, hey, was one that said, "Thank God for godly parents. Thank God for somebody that realized and it didn't come from them, but it come from God." Hey, can I say to you this morning, life, I'm talking about life in a child this morning, it don't come from you. It comes from heaven. Amen. Hey, before you was formed in the womb, Jesus said, "I knew you." Man, what a present that is, and how promising God is there in our life. I'd take that little boy and we'd go around that store. But let me show you how promising God is. Even though he's promised us that, there's something greater than that that he's promised you. And look in verse number 9, he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man." He said, the promise I had this morning, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care how big a mess up you've been. I don't care what other preachers has told you. I don't care what other denominations has told you. He says this, "I am the door, and if any man enter in," it don't matter who you are, white, black, it don't matter. It don't matter how far down you've been or how high you've went. If you'll come to that door by any means, he says this, "by any means I'll not cast you out." Look what he said. I love this promise. "I am the door." He said, "No, I'm not present and I'm here with you." But he said, "I am the door, and I promise you something. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are or where you've been. I don't care what title is around your neck this morning. He said, if you'll just come, I am the door. In verse number 9, by me, if any man enter in, any man. Woo! Makes me feel so good. Any man can enter in this morning. The promise the shepherd made is any man will enter in. Listen to this. Read this with me, the next part. If any man, let's read it 9 together. We got to get this. We got to get this. If you want a doorway deliverance, you got to get this this morning. Read with me, verse number 9. Y'all ready? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, stop. Right there, stop just a minute. This next verse is very important in your life. If you want to defeat Satan, this is very important in your life. Well, if I do good enough, I'll stay safe. It ain't up to you. Listen to me. You're not the door. I'm not the door. The door is Jesus. Man, the door is Jesus this morning. If I give enough, if I'm righteous, you're not the door. I'm not the door, but I know the door. Whoa, glory. Let's read this together. Ready? He be saved. Stop. He shall. Now you take another translation if you want to, and they take the word shall out. All I know is when my daddy said, you shall get your tail tore up, it was coming, amen? When my daddy said, you shall get it, it's coming. And when my daddy in the Bible tells me, you shall be saved, this morning I'm not betting on heaven by not one second of my good words. I'm betting on heaven this morning by the door, by the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. No other way but by the promise He gave. I am the door. Boy, y'all having a good time. I get thinking about that. He's the doorway to deliverance, Brother OJ. Man. Whew. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. It's the promise. If you'll just come in, he shall be saved. And he shall go in and out and find pastors. But I want to tell you something else about this shepherd this morning. Brother James Lowe, you just grin over there. You like myself. You just like to grin. I'm the happy pastor. You're the happy member of Union Chapel Baptist Church. Put that on your voicemail. Not only did he say, I promise you, if you'll come in here, if you'll come in through the blood, come in by this door, just come in by this door, I'm present, I'm waiting on you. But I promise you, if you'll come this way, not only will I save you, but I'll satisfy you. I've never seen a world we live in with so many dissatisfied Christians. Dissatisfied. Dissatisfied with the church they attend. Dissatisfied with the preacher. Dissatisfied with their deacon body. Dissatisfied with the song service. Just dissatisfied. You know why? Because they ain't looking at the door. He said, if you'll come this way, he said, you can go in and you can come out and you'll find what? Green. Not dry pastors. I don't want no dry pastor, you. I know it means pastor like horses and cows. But listen to me, I interpret it a different way. I don't want no dry pastor, you. He can go down, he can preach somewhere else. I want a man knows what it is that he's been through the door. I don't want a man been like Peter, kissed the door but didn't go through the door. You know what Peter did in the garden? He'd been all around the door. He'd been all around the door. He'd been on the doorpost. He'd been all around the door. He'd even reached up there, and I'm not going to do it. Don't even get worried. He even kissed the door. But he never went through the door. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. It's kissed the door. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me you got it memorized, but you've never been through the door. He's the doorway to deliverance. My shepherd is. My shepherd is. He says, not only am I present, not only am I promised a shepherd that I promise you if you'll come in, I'm going to give you green pastures. You know, their stuff comes into pastures. I'm sure, Brother Jackie, you're a farmer. Your Brother Hagin, y'all farmers. It's whoever else in here is a farmer. I just eat meat, amen? But I'm sure there's sheep and stuff you got to get away from there. But there's one thing you do with your flock of stuff you raise. You keep it fertilized and green. You know what? The sheep can't fertilize it. Sheep can't fertilize it. Little baby Willow said, my daddy's got the hook. What a prophetic word. My daddy's got the hook. You want to catch somebody, you won't catch them. It'll be because of the hook. be because the hook, the daddy's the hook, the Holy Spirit's the hook. But the sheep can't fertilize. They don't fertilize that to keep it real green. Who has to do it? The shepherd. He fertilizes it, makes sure water's out there, makes sure everything's good. And if you, listen, you're the one puts the fence up, not the sheep. This morning my fence is fenced up, not by me, but by Jesus Christ. He said not only is he present and he's promising, I'm going to show you one more time here. He is providing. He said not only am I, I'm present, I'm here with you right now. And I promise you if you'll come through, he said I'll provide for you. We are awful on Mills Hill. Where's the little night boy at? I think his name's Jed. Where's Jed at? He ain't asleep back there, is he? Hey, Jed, what's up, man? Come on up here for a second. This right here's a country boy, son. He'll slay every deer in your field, too. You hear me? Come on up here, young man. This young man right here can be an investigator, an inspector. He knows what I have in my hand. He'd probably tell you the value of it if I ask him. Up on Mills Hill, we ain't very good. Not this. This is my snot rat. Up on Mills Hill, we ain't very good at keeping Christmas gifts till Christmas time. We give them early. Yesterday, I opened a gift early. I'm gonna, you know what that is? Pocket knife. What kind is it? It says case. Can you see it right there? You might need these two. See right there? See right there? There you go. You see it right there? I'm gonna get you to do something else for me, though. Leave them on. Can you read that? William Mills, that's right. That's right. You may go sit down, young man. That's a knife, man. Brought him up here for a reason. Me and him always talks knives together when we come into the church. Yesterday, we come to a point we want to open gifts so bad. I can't stand a parent to make a kid wait the 25th. My goodness. I ain't never wanted to wait. Just go buy another one. Man, there's a gift in here this morning, and you don't have to wait to open it. Man, you can get it this morning. You ain't got to wait till the 25th of December to open Jesus. You ain't got to wait, man. He's providing right now. I pulled that knife out, and when I pulled it out, it's a case knife. And I opened that thing up, Brother David, and man, it's all shiny. They give me one every year, birthday, Christmas. But this one, they went to my mama and got mine and my sister's daddy's signature. And they put it on that blade. Been gone 25 years, dead, gone 25 years. 17-year-old when he died and did not understand then why I had to suffer and we had to do without when other kids got all they wanted. And we had a mama worked at McCoy's at Slacks that barely made the bills. Come on. The Masonic Lodge, say what you want to about them, brought food to the house, put food on her table. Not for them, we'd have starved. Come on, listen to me now. Listen to me. But as I got this knife and I read that name on there, and I seen the worth, it's a $45 knife to $50 at the best. How do you know I collect them? I know. But you listen to me, because my Father's name, Jackie Scott, you listen to me. $45, $50 ain't much. But because my Father's name is present on this knife, because my Father's name, come on, is on this knife is priceless. As I seen that knife and it's written in stone and it's engraved in there, I thought about the name that's engraved in my heart as I stand here and tell you about a door. And it's my Father's name, Jesus Christ. You look at this life of mine, you look at me, and it ain't got very much worth to you. But there was a man that gave his life for me that I may have life and I may have it more abundantly. And it was that good shepherd. What my earthly father could not do, my heavenly Father did. This morning, what I want you to know this morning is that He is present in this house this morning. He is promising you this morning that you will, man, I'm telling you, He's promising you this morning that if you'll just come into that door, you shall be saved, you shall have green pastures. And he said, I'm going to provide for you. Don't you rely on where you work at to provide for you. God's using them to provide for you, but they're not your provider. Your boss ain't your provider. Your provider's got to be God this morning. If not, you'll put more trust in Him than you will in God. He said, I am the door. If you need something provided in your life, I'm going to provide it, and I promise you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I want you to know, if Jesus Christ is your Lord, He's going to provide for you this morning. He's going to do it. Look at this in the text. He's going to do it. Look at it. I want to show you this, if you will, in verse number 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come. He said, I've come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. He said, I'm going to deliver you from the devil, from being stolen from being killed, from being destroyed. And I'm going to give you life because I am the doorway to deliverance. As I take this knife and I put it in my pocket, it's got my daddy's name on it. Man, that means the world to me. But you listen to me. As I read this Bible, my daddy's written all over it, my heavenly daddy. And this morning, I want to show you the last thing. What I won't be able to do for my daughter and my son one day, because death will come. Not only is He present shepherd, not only is He the promising shepherd and the providing shepherd, He is the protecting shepherd. What one day I won't be able to do because death will take me from this place, my heavenly Father will be able to do for them. He says in verse number 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. My shepherd, doorway of deliverance. I'm going to read this to you. To the baker, He is the living bread. If you're hungry this morning, He is the bread of life. To the doctor, if you're sick this morning, He is the great physician. The door's there. If you're hungry, come to the door. Come do it. If you're sick this morning, He is the great physician. If you're down and out, dried and withered, to the florist, He is the lily of the valley. This morning, if you feel like you're on sinking sand and man, you feel like everything's going on, He is the door. And to the builder, He is the sure foundation. No sinking sand. And to the sheep, if you're a sheep this morning, raise your hand. Thank God for being a sheep. You know what a sheep is? Somebody that's born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And to the sheep, He is the doorway to deliverance. This morning I want to ask you one simple question. Do you know my shepherd? Is He present in your life right now? Are you taking Him at His promises? Are you letting Him be your provider? And are you letting Him protect you as we walk along this life's way? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Father, I love You and I thank You for this day. Father, I thank You for life and I thank You that's more abundantly for the Christian. Father, we're not talking about finances and big money. We're not talking about that stuff. That's not the abundant life. The abundant life is knowing that I won't spend eternity in hell. The abundant life is knowing my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The abundant life is knowing my name is engraved in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now this devil, he's a liar. And he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Father, You've come to give us life. And whoever this morning that's hungry, I pray they come to the door and get them some bread. Whoever's sick this morning, I pray they come to the door and meet the great physician. Father, whoever this morning that's dried up, I pray they come to the lily of the valley. Father, whoever this is this morning I'm talking to that's lost and that's a goat, I pray this morning they come to the doorway of deliverance. They be set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I love You and I thank You and I thank You this Christmas season. I'm going to look at You as my shepherd. Nobody in this church is my shepherd. Got a lot of sheep in here that's my brothers and sisters. I ain't got but one shepherd, Father, and that's You. And I'm asking You this morning to meet the needs of these people. Touch. Help us. Meet needs during this altar call. We'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' precious holy name. And all of God's people said, amen. Ask